USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump about to make history as he'll attend the largest annual anti-abortion march and rally in America, the 47th annual March for Life. It will be the first time a president's actually attended the event, though President Trump made history in 2018, becoming the first president to address the March for Life through a video link from the White House.
The March for Life is a movement born out of love. You love your families. You love your neighbors. You love our nation, and you love every child, born and unborn, because you believe that every life is sacred.
As many as 500,000 people expected to attend the march and rally. Democratic impeachment managers are to wrap up their opening statements today in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. The president's legal team will start opening statements tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
The widespread wildfires in Australia are having disastrous effects on Australian wildlife. The Morris Animal Foundation, a global leader in advancing animal health, says they'll allocate $1 million for scientific research grants that will fund major studies to help. Tiffany Grunert, president and CEO of Morris Animal Foundation.
Our role will be to research the impact of the fires on wildlife in support of restoration efforts, from land mammal population studies to the effects of the fire on marine wildlife downstream. There's a great deal of research to be conducted in support of these unique and valuable species.
The ongoing wildfires have destroyed more than 12 million acres of land and impacted between 500 and 800 million animals, including koalas. Wayne Boardman, School of Animal and Veterinary Science at the University of Adelaide.
Now we only have 10,000 koalas left. Our colleagues, with the support of Morris Animal Foundation, will continue to investigate the health status of this important population following the bushfires.
To support the effort, go to morrisanimalfoundation.org.
A worker still missing after a huge explosion at a Houston business early this morning. It damaged nearly every home in the neighborhood, shattering windows and breaking garage doors. China now shutting down its movie theaters to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. About 70,000 theaters across that nation will temporarily close, coming just ahead of the Chinese New Year, when studios tend to release their biggest films of the year in China. Three cities in China are also under travel lockdowns to try to prevent the spread of that virus. New York City's council telling businesses they have to accept cash. The council passed a bill yesterday in response to a growing trend in that city of restaurants and stores refusing to take cash. Bronx Councilman Richie Torres, who authored the bill, says that's discriminatory against low-income people who don't have credit cards or bank accounts. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The federal government wants to stop pregnant women from coming to the U.S. simply to give birth so that their child can then have citizenship. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
To stamp out what it called endemic abuses, the Trump administration has issued a new rule to deny U.S. entry to pregnant foreign women who want to have babies in the U.S. so that the newborns receive automatic citizenship. The White House said the rule aims to protect the integrity of American citizenship by ordering the State Department to deny visas to women who intend to enter the U.S. for birth tourism reasons. Calling birth tourism a glaring loophole in the U.S. immigration system, the White House said the rule change will ultimately protect the U.S. from the national security risks created by this practice. The rule doesn't, however, indicate how immigration officials will identify birth tourists or give criteria for such a classification.
Singer Neil Young is now a U.S. citizen. The Canadian rocker making the announcement on his website yesterday. Young had been trying for months to obtain dual citizenship, explaining to his fans that the process was delayed because of the good moral character provision on the immigration application after Young admitted to smoking marijuana. Yesterday, Young and his wife, actress Daryl Hannah, obtained his naturalization documents. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.